Hi, everyone. I know I said we wouldn't do intros, but this episode kind of needs one. I want to remind you that content notes are in the show notes. We're starting to explore some of the more difficult parts of being human in this one, and while we'll always try to do it with honesty and sincerity, I want you to know what's coming if that's something you need, and I suspect you've gotten used to us staying pretty light for a while now. In addition, this episode contains a mention of a pandemic. It's unrelated to what's going on now, and I don't think it'll be hard to hear, but again, check the show notes or, if you're concerned, the transcripts. We hope to continue to be a voice of hope, full of moments of wonder, even when we're telling stories that are about more than sweetness. These last 2 weeks have shown us how much people need exactly that right now. Don't worry too much, though. This one's still plenty sweet. I promise.
There. Let me just check this.
Is there a problem? Oh god, there's a problem, isn't there?
Oh, hush. I'm sure there's no problem.
Happen she's right, I know. You're fine. That's both of you looking well, then. How are you feeling?
Very tired.
That's normal. You'll be back to yourself soon enough. Is everything...
I need your help in the workshop.
Cyrus, I could be there in 2 minutes. What's the situation?
Oh, no. I am fine.
Then what the hell?
It's the insect repellent. I need help testing it.
Cyrus, you do understand that my actual fucking job is to be a medic. If you're just after a human guinea pig, pick another bloody person.
I thought you would be the most interested in ensuring no one else is beaten.
I'll talk to you later. What? Something wrong?
Insect repellent?
Oh, yes, there's these little bastards. Well, I got too close and... Well, it's best not to get bitten.
Are they aggressive?
Where are they?
Don't worry. They're not coming after us, and you'll be fine if you don't poke them.
You poked them.
Well, I was up on this cliff, and there was a very shapely hole in the wall, so I thought I was just going to take down my... Sorry, I'm just messing with you. Honestly, I don't remember.
That's not reassuring.
Mi amor, it will be all right. Is there anything else we need to know?
Lots. Zahava's on her way to fill you in.
Zahava?
Our fearless leader. Call her ma'am. She likes that.
James, I need...
All right. I'm coming, Cyrus. God. Bloody hell. Right, so hopefully you can find everything you need in the house. It's a house. It's got house things in it. And if not, blame Cyrus. He's the programmer, so it probably actually is his fault. So Zahava should be here soon, and I'll leave you to it.
Thank you, James.
Yes. See you around. What an odd man. Davy Love, does something seem off to you?
Several somethings. You're not wrong. I hope we'll learn more from Zahava.
Do you remember her?
Not really. The name is familiar. Someone we met during orientation.
At least the house is nice.
I mean, it's perfectly serviceable, if a bit plain.
The programmer who made it. Perhaps he doesn't have your touch for design, Bangaram.
Still, he does nice work. Did you see we have a real kitchen?
If only you could cook.
If only you could cook proper food.
Mofongo is perfectly proper food.
Do you suppose there are anything like platanos here?
I suppose it depends on what the terraforming crew thought would be useful.
We should have specified that we would need them to terraform with our favorite foods in mind.
Yours is that... don't tell me. Como se dice arroz con tamarindo?
Pulihora. My grandmother used to make it when I was little.
Well... if it turns out that they've planted tamarindo, I'll learn to make it for you.
In our new kitchen.
On our new planet.
Yes? Hello?
It's Zahava. May I come in?
Of course. Please do.
Good morning. I'm Zahava Silberberg, she, her. It's nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you as well, ma'am.
Just Zahava, please.
But the doctor said...
His sense of humor. Please just call me Zahava. And you are Angel Rivera and Devanshi Conadella?
Please call me Davy. She, her.
Davy. Thank you. And Angel?
Yes, that's me. They, them.
Thank you. So, may I sit?
Of course.
We're still getting used to having houses instead of all sharing a hab.
You've been sharing a hab for how long?
That's what I need to talk with you about, actually.
You're making us nervous.
Yeah, she's lying. You're making me nervous. Davy's never nervous.
I'm making an exception right now.
It's nothing bad, I promise. It's only that, well, we just landed a few weeks ago.
A few weeks?
But what?
The planet, it turns out, had its own ideas about our expectations.
Literally?
I doubt that very much.
No, not literally. I just mean a breathable atmosphere, a thriving ecosystem, wildlife, weather.
Whoa.
That's...
impossible?
Unlikely, at least.
Yes. We're still working things out, really, but I want you to in on the discussions.
Discussions?
Planting cities on a living world.
Oh, yes.
I know it's a lot to take in, so we'll talk about it later.
Later. Later is good.
For now, just settle in. You can go outside. There are large flying animals, but we haven't seen one in weeks. The only other local wildlife we see much is nocturnal and doesn't like light, so keep your door closed or your lights on, or they'll come visit.
The insects?
Oh, no, these are slither fluffs. The insects leave us alone.
Unless we poke them.
Right. Please don't. We almost lost our medic that way.
Do you think she knows she's not being reassuring?
Hush, mi amor. We will avoid the insects.
Yes, well. All the others will probably be by to introduce themselves today. They're very curious about you. And so you've met James already. Cyrus programmed your house. Zai is our engineer. Mandry is on comms. Colian does weather. And Quill is our agriculturalist.
A few weeks. So...
no real food yet. No.
Sooner than you'd think. Quill's a genius. A real blue thumb.
Blue thumb?
You'll see. You have an office, by the way, with consoles and uplink and the best sand table and design setup Cyrus could find. He'll want to go over it.
That sounds very good.
He also makes the food. Anyway, I'll be off, but don't be afraid to come if you need anything.
It was good to meet you. Thank you.
Well, I'll see you later, I'm sure.
At dinner. Until then.
This is not what we were expecting.
No, it's not. I'm not sure.
It'll be all right, though.
How are you always so certain?
Have I ever been wrong?
No, you're right. I'm worried, though.
Of course, but for now, our job is to rest and recover. I'll go see what presets the kitchen former has. Mi amor, come see!
What?
Whoever programmed this, look!
Arruscon. It's even in Spanish.
And Telugu.
Suddenly, I'm a little less worried.
Let's have lunch.
Thank you.
right off the bat, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to get any closer.
They can't bite through your boots.
Yeah, but they can, like, fly about and...
But they do not, without a reason, and that is why I made you the long stick.
We've got some of the most advanced technology mankind has ever created. And with it, we can produce wonders that our ancestors would have gawped at. And you've essentially made a bit of cotton on a big fucking stick.
I would ask if you had a better idea, but I know you do not. This is the best design for this task.
Why does it stink like daisies?
We're going to need to add the effective compound to our sunscreen.
Yeah, that doesn't explain the smell.
I thought we would try the compounds with pleasant scents first.
So I have to smell like a bouquet?
I suspect you are only talking now to delay the moment when you begin the trial.
Why are you not holding the stick again?
I must observe. And your arms are longer.
I can't deny that logic.
Finian, I'm water Amanda. Oh, I forgot to water Elmer, jeez. There you go, little guy. Behind some dark cloud where no one's around, I'll make love to my man in the moon. Oh, hey!
Hi there. That was lovely.
No, you really think so? I didn't even know you were there.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, it's nothing important.
I don't know that song. Where is it from?
Oh, my grandma used to sing it when she was doing work around the house. That's about all I know about it.
That's a lot, though, really. You're from the American South, right?
Well, my grandparents were. I grew up in the Warrens underneath Montreal.
The Southern Diaspora?
Yes, indeed.
I'd love to hear some of those stories sometime, if you want to talk about it. I understand if you don't.
I like to think they'd all be happy to see this, and to know there's someone here who remembers them.
You sound like Zahava.
Sometimes Zahava makes sense.
What are you talking about? Zahava always makes sense.
You know what? You got me there. So, did you just hear me singing and decide to stop in, or...?
I actually wanted to check in with you about the weather, and comms are so impersonal. Plus, fresh air is nice.
What's the weather fixing to do?
Overcast for at least the next few days, and I think one big storm. We're looking at some very dark cloud cover.
Huh, I see.
I don't think the winds will be strong enough to damage the glass house, but you will want to secure the door.
Can do.
I was more worried about the lack of light. If it's dark for a few days, will that be a problem for your seedlings?
No, actually it's a bit of a blessing in disguise. You see why I got rigged up here on this bed?
Nope.
Oh. Right, yep. Don't bother turning your eyes on it. It's nothing exciting. I have sunshades up, that's all. Star's too bright.
Oh, I see.
Oh, but I thought you didn't.
I really don't. But a few overcast days will buy you some time for a new solution?
They surely will. I'm talking with Zai about it tomorrow. Later generations of plants will need to be adapted to this place, but this first crop is Earth standard. Hey there, little one. You like that sunshade, don't you?
These smell so nice.
Oh, you think so?
I love the soil smell, but the flowers are a nice touch.
Narcissus jonquilla. My favorite flower. And they grow fast. Most people don't notice the fragrance, though.
I miss the smell of soil.
Oh, well, you come on in here anytime you need to fill your nose with that old earth smell.
Thanks. It really is nice. You've done so much. Quill, would you sing that bit for me again?
Hmm? 'Twould fill me with bliss just to give him one kiss. But I know that a dozen I never will miss.
'Twould fill me with bliss just to give him one kiss. But I know that a dozen I never will miss.
I could teach you the whole thing if you want.
I'd love that.
Yeah. Oh, but not right now. I have to get ready to head upstairs.
Upstairs? Why?
Hey, you two. Am I interrupting anything?
Quill was going to teach me a song.
Well, actually I wasn't, because I need to go get cleaned up.
So this isn't a good time to talk about the too much light issue?
The weather is going to take care of that for a few days.
And I need to go get ready. Is the lander prepped, Zai?
It is. How come you're going topside anyway?
Oh, well, you know, there are, the algae bats that I need to check on.
I thought Mandry was taking care of those for you.
Mandry was definitely taking care of those for you. So, Mandry?
He's gonna teach me how to float.
Sweep you right off your feet, huh?
Zai.
You should wear your hair down.
You think?
Absolutely, it's great.
And bring him flowers.
I do not need you two to help me figure out how to have dinner. I am a big boy.
Oh, dinner? There's dinner. Isley, did you hear that? Dinner.
It's not like you're coming back down tonight.
That's a good point, Isley.
Would you please, please, please stop? It's just, he's going to turn off the gravity and teach me to float, and I'm going to check on the algae baths, and we're going to have dinner, that's all.
Sounds like a pretty nice date, but what would I know?
A lot.
Okay, point taken. Don't let him try to feed you crab.
Crab? Wait, why not?
I mean, it might not have been the crab's fault.
Wasn't that the woman who thought you'd go for her because she had a motorcycle and a lot of money?
To be fair to her, it worked very briefly.
Well, Mandry doesn't have a motorcycle.
He has a spaceship.
That's actually cooler.
He can bake bread. The man is a catch.
Like you'd know.
Like I'd know what? A catch?
I meant like you'd know from men, but sure, let's go with that.
Hey, I occasionally have excellent taste.
What's that old saying about stopped clocks?
If you two are done enjoying yourselves at my expense, I'm gonna go get the dirt out from under my nails.
I hear some people like a little dirt.
Colian, my word!
I mean, I wouldn't know.
I love you both so dearly. But please, from the bottom of my heart, go away.
At least bring the man a flower.
A narcissus?
A breath of fresh air, shaped like a flower.
I agree. Also, if you have time for a bit of grooming, maybe do something with the eyebrows.
What's wrong with my eyebrows?
Corinna, nothing is wrong with your eyebrows, Quill. She's being a jerk.
You never let me have any fun.
Not that kind.
You look beautiful, Quill. Go let your hair down and wash your hands and tell us all about it later.
You're impossible. I will see you tomorrow.
Too much?
Probably just about right.
Mandry is into him, right?
You know him better than I do.
Right, but our friendship is based mostly on not asking each other questions about that kind of thing.
Mandry said not so much when I asked.
Uh-oh.
He almost sounded like he meant it.
Oh, good.
How do you talk me into this shit? I suppose there's worse things in the world. Comms, general announcement. Hey folks, science has once again triumphed over nature, and Cyrus and I have updated the sunscreen. Come and get yours as soon as you can, while stocks last, which means that one of you isn't getting any. No, I'm just messing with you. And Quill, that includes you. Tubes are all set up here in the clinic. Get them all out. I'll be here for a little bit, so if you've got some burning question, now's your time to ask it. James out. Yes?
Do I really have to wear this sunscreen?
Yes.
I'm like 99% sure that sunscreen is a white person thing.
All the melanin in the world won't stop this star from giving you cancer.
But do we really know that, though?
You're so bloody stubborn. I could be cutting the tumours off you and you still wouldn't be willing to wear it.
Stubborn? Me? I am appalled that you would suggest such a thing.
So you know I fell off that cliff?
I don't think I'll ever forget.
And I'll never remember. The symmetry's nice, isn't it? Anyhow, this sunscreen has bug repellent in it. We've added a little something to make the bugs think that you taste a Marmite, so they'll stay away.
You know what? I find myself suddenly very convinced to take your advice. I'll come by tomorrow.
What are you doing now that's so important?
Oh, I'm heading upstairs for the night.
Ah, well, enjoy yourself.
Oh, God, not you too.
What?
Nothing. Never mind. Thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, wonder what's going into him.
I asked Davy and Angel to come to dinner. I don't think they've stepped outside their house yet, though.
Want me to go get them?
If they don't want to join us tonight, that's fine. They might need more time to settle in.
I stopped in to say hi earlier, and they seemed, well, honestly, a bit wide-eyed.
I'm sure it is a lot to take in.
They'll be fine.
I have asked if I can discuss my design choices with the Banshee.
Davy. She goes by Davy.
What did she say?
She said yes, of course.
Of course.
I look forward to hearing what errors I made in the design. I've never been an architect before.
You haven't been an architect yet, either.
Good evening.
It looks like we found the right place.
Yes, come in, you two.
Food's on the sideboard.
We don't stand on ceremony, generally.
I have been known to, but I am overruled by the rest of them.
When dinner is at your house, you can make the rules.
Dinner is more enjoyable when served in several distinct courses.
I'm not saying you don't do a nice job, but usually I like to eat in under 3 hours.
It did not take 3 hours.
Enough, you two. You'll scare off our new friends.
I think we'll manage.
This looks very nice. Thank you.
Please grab a seat.
We enjoyed our lunch very much. May I ask who programmed the kitchen former?
Es lo mejor que podía hacer.
Muchas gracias.
Despertando en un lugar nuevo, pensé que os gustaría algo familiar.
No sabía que la comida de former pudiera saber tanto a hogar.
Me alegro mucho de que te haya gustado.
También me gustaron mis comidas favoritas. Ay, leche palo. Thank you very much for the consideration.
I apologize for leaving you out of our conversation.
Her Spanish is better than my Telugu.
But still not very good.
Better than mine, though. I didn't catch any of that.
They were being polite.
We were being sincere.
I was being polite and sincere.
So, how are you settling in?
You don't have to actually answer.
Yes, they do.
No. See, Zahava likes to use dinner to make us answer her questions, but if you don't want to, you can just change the subject and she'll chase you down later.
Some of us just answer her questions.
Because you lack creativity.
Or because we don't mind answering basic fucking questions.
Do I need to pull this car over?
Pulling this dinner over until they stop fighting does not work as an analogy.
You aren't helping.
Are they always like this?
No.
Usually. Yes.
Bangaram, I'm a bit worried about spending the rest of my life with these people.
You're not. I can tell.
You're right. I think they seem fun.
And you haven't even met Mandry yet. Or Quill.
They're not fun at all.
Corinna.
I take it back.
Mandry is perfectly unobjectionable.
Damn, man. What a way to object to the rest of us.
Oh, with the deepest affection.
I am deeply affected, for sure.
So, we've met most of you.
Oh, sorry. Isley Colian, they, them, weather and climate.
We'll be working together a lot, then.
Yes?
She'll want to make sure she's designing buildings that are appropriate for the climate.
Oh, yes, of course. I was brought on to do, well, not this, originally. I'm still adjusting.
There are weather wizard. And I'm Zai.
Corinna Zygon, she, her. We met briefly earlier. Anyway, I make things work via the judicious transfer of energy.
Engineer. Electrical.
That sounds so much less cool.
I have to say, you seem very comfortable with each other. I think some of us met in training, but only in passing.
You act like you've known each other for years.
We met in training too, actually.
Years in suspension don't really count.
Except Sai and Kolian.
What?
They have known each other for many years, and most of us only met Kolian shortly before we went into the sarcophagi.
That's true. Actually, I've always wondered about that.
About what?
Your prior relationship with Sai. It was barely a note in your file. It's the kind of thing I'm supposed to know.
Well, she recommended me, so they knew we knew each other.
There's not that much more to tell, anyway.
Wow, thank you.
I just mean, we're friends. We said we were friends.
A little more detail would have been nice.
Is this a good time to ask you to tell the story?
What story?
You know, the story.
Oh, that story.
Are they always like this?
You can keep asking that, but I'm not sure you'll get a better answer.
I'd like to hear the story.
Behold, how we met, as told by Corinna Zygon.
Well, I met Isley many years ago. The details, though, are as fresh in my mind as if it were yesterday.
She loves this.
Mine was the first face they ever saw in all the world. They opened their eyes, and there I was, all of humanity represented by these very facial features. Only, like, 20 years younger and much more attractive.
It sounds so romantic. Tell the next part.
It was romantic, incredibly so. Right up until they started screaming.
I was supposed to wake up in a dark room.
There was a medical mix-up.
Anyway, if you've never seen anything before, faces are really weird and awful.
I smiled is the problem. And then I opened my mouth to say hi.
Before that, I only knew what teeth felt like from the inside.
Then a bunch of nurses showed up and yelled at me for upsetting them while they were recovering from brain surgery.
Come on, I stopped screaming pretty quickly.
Once you realized you could close your eyes.
Yeah, that was new.
So there I was, spluttering, and of course I was also in the recovery room for a reason, I'll tell you that another time, but broken bones were definitely involved, and I'm lucky I still have that foot. And I kept trying to explain, I just said hello.
Yeah, around the third or fourth time through, I'd figured out what was going on, and I was so over it.
They just, with their eyes still closed, stood up all of a sudden. Everyone shut up and stared, and they spoke, all deep and quiet.
I love how badass you make me sound.
Shh. Don't interrupt. I'm making you sound badass. They spoke all deep and quiet. They said, why am I in a bright room? Are you aware that I have an experimental brain implant? And they all tried to explain and apologize. Isley cut them off. I'm not interested in your excuses. Turn out the light and get a specialist in here so I can find out how much damage you've done.
I was genuinely very, very angry.
I was just staring. No one had ever screamed when I smiled at them before, so that was pretty exciting. And then the nurses were going to wheel me out of the room, and Isley said,
leave them. They're better company than the rest of you. I think I was just trying to be spiteful.
And it turned out I'd rather sit in the dark with you waiting for your surgical specialist than watch TV in a private room.
Such high praise.
And we've been an amazing pair ever since.
Is that really the whole story?
What, you didn't like it?
I enjoy imagining your smile being the first thing I could see. I can see it might be disturbing.
What? This smile?
Yes, very disturbing. But then you remained friends?
Yep.
Friends.
You know we'll find out eventually, right? And it's not like I can fire you at this point.
That's not reassuring, Zahava.
I mean, for a while there... We were...
Partners?
Sure.
Yeah, we tried. We tried really hard.
Turns out we're not very compatible.
I like feelings. I don't like sex.
You went there.
I'm not ashamed.
Well, I like sex.
And?
Talking about feelings is awful. Why do people even do it?
Plus, there were all the sweet gestures I never really understood.
no one had ever objected to my charms before.
Anyway, it didn't work.
But they're about 1,000 times more patient than my ex-wife, so they stuck around.
You're not so awful, and it's less that I stuck around and more that you always came back.
Well, you're pretty great.
So are you.
That's actually really sweet.
I love it. A different kind of love story.
And you've had years of friendship.
Tons. Many. Lots.
The rest of it seemed irrelevant.
And they really are a kick-ass weather wizard. I mean, they got brain surgery to get better at it.
I mean, also so I could see your face.
And scream.
Oh, you little bugger. How'd you get in here? Well, I've got my feet up now, so... Okay. You can stay. Just don't interrupt my show. Shall we see what the good doctor is up to tonight?
I understand that it is not a decision you want to make lightly, but if you would just reconsider, Nessa, we would be able to have so much more space. You could have a child, finally. Fresh air. A whole new life.
I know you mean well. I do. But I also know I'm exactly where I need to be, doing what I need to do. In another life, maybe I could be with you, but in this one, as long as they need me here, I'll...
That was a bit on the nose.
Thank you, but I'm not looking for company tonight.
What are you looking for, then?
A body. Have you seen it?
Just any old body, then?
Listen, I was sent here and told to ask you. I need to examine...
God, sometimes the writing on this show is fucking awful. I swear it's been going downhill since season 2. All the subtlety's been taken out of it. Ah, great minds think alike. Exactly! Bloody hell. Where have you been all my life?
Doctor, I need you to stop and listen to me. Listen, this patient is not and was never sick.
But the UDI is...
Yes, the UDI. The UDI reported viral symptoms but no identified virus. And you called a quarantine. You treated this patient as though he were patient zero and you killed him.
How? What do you mean by...
The UDI was hacked. Yes, I know they're supposed to be perfectly secure, but they aren't. And so, your patient didn't have tachycardia. He didn't have a fever. His blood pressure was normal. And you believed the readouts of his UDI and your attempts to provide supportive care for these symptoms. They killed him. Your quarantine
yes.
killed him, Doctor.
Oh, but we followed procedures.
I won't hear any more about it. This was murder, and your hospital was an accessory. The murderer knew what you would do. Knew you'd be so afraid of the next pandemic that you wouldn't get close enough to feel a cold body that should have been burning with fever.
Sold it, Imran!
To touch your patients, Doctor. Quarantine be damned. Wear gloves, but touch them. Look at them. A 2-minute manual exam would have saved this man's life.
Bloody genius,
instead,
that Nessa.
You killed him.
That's my favourite doctor detective right there.
Welcome back.
Hi. I thought you were going to turn off the gravity.
In a bit, sure. Let's get back to my place first.
I brought you...
A flower?
Grew it myself.
It's beautiful.
Narcissus jonquilla. I had to test the soil and I wanted to bring you flowers.
Thank you. It's beautiful. Do you want to see my sitting room?
Colleen told me about it. It sounds like... an experience.
I like it. Really. So, how are things on the surface?
Not a whole lot different than they were when you checked in an hour ago.
Sorry, I'm not sure what to say. Awkward.
Let's go with, it's good to see you again.
It is. Very good. You look very good.
It's good to see you too. I missed you down there. I can't wait till you can move down.
Me either. Anyway, here we are.
Wow, Golian didn't do it justice.
They don't really focus on what things look like.
That would explain why they didn't mention the wall art.
I don't know what I did to get Cyrus to program all this for me.
Did you hold his hand on his way out of suspension?
Well, he's not the hand-holding type, but yes, I was there.
That's probably enough. I didn't even know my own name, and the first thing I heard was your voice telling me it would all be all right. If I could grow you a parlor, I would.
You grew me a flower. That counts. Speaking of which, hold on, I need to stick it down or it'll drift away while we're floating.
Oh, are we gonna try it now?
Better now than after dinner, I promise. Do you have anything you need to stow?
Just brought myself.
That's all you needed to bring. Okay, take a breath. Put your hand on that chair. Grissom going down.
Oh, whoa, okay. This feels weird.
It really does, the first time. Just breathe.
That's what you always say.
It's good advice. Okay, let go. Let yourself drift. Didn't I tell you to braid your hair for this?
Now that I think of it, you did.
It's everywhere. I knew you had a lot of hair, but wow.
I wanted to look... Never mind, it doesn't matter. I'll at least tie it back before you drown in it. Oh, Jesus, I'm down sideways.
That happens. Try moving your arms again. Slowly.
Okay, turning. Jeez.
Don't worry. I'm right here. Not that there's anywhere to go, but it can be hard the first time.
Moving feels different.
It does. If you're disoriented, it can really help to keep your eyes fixed on something that doesn't move. Like the wall art.
I'm looking at you.
But the thing is, I move.
That's all right. I like thinking of you as my one fixed point. Mandry?
Yes?
Why are you staying just too far away?
Too far away for what?
To kiss me? Oh, Mandry, I'm an idiot. I'm so...
No,
because,
no,
you
were right.
And I thought...
You assumed right.
What? Did I do something wrong?
No, it's just, maybe this isn't a good idea.
Mandry, did you invite me up here just to turn me down? Because you could have done that over the comms.
No, it's not that.
Then what is it?
We'll be on this planet for the rest of our lives. What will we do when it goes wrong?
When it goes wrong? Why are you just assuming we won't work out?
Because... things don't.
I feel like there's more to this than you're looking at me and thinking, oh, he's a sweet boy, but he won't hold my attention for more than a weekend.
It's not that. It's not that at all. You're beautiful. I love making you smile. If I go a day without talking to you, I can't figure out how to sleep because the day can't be over if you weren't in it. And you grew me a flower. I want a lot more than a weekend.
Then what?
There's a reason I was single in my 30s and ready to leave Earth behind forever.
If I promise not to kiss you, can I hold you?
Yes. Reach out your hand. Slowly.
You're trembling.
I know.
Is this okay?
Yes. You make me feel safer.
That's all I want.
I didn't know it would be this hard.
I'm listening if you want to tell me.
If I think I should.
Mm-mm, no shoulds. I gotcha.
My husband, he didn't like me to talk to other people. He liked my job because it made him look good and because I could support us. But everything, my whole world spun around his moods. If he was angry, I had done something wrong. If he was sad, I had done something wrong. And he was usually one or the other.
Oh, Andrew.
Sometimes he was happy with me, and it would be great. He could be sweet and loving and amazing and kind and generous, and those parts just, they made it that much harder for me to see how bad it got. And it got worse over time. I tried so hard to fix something that I know now was the wrong kind of broken.
How long?
9 years. I was young when it started. By the end, I was afraid to even try to leave.
But you did.
I did.
I'm glad. I'll never hurt you. You know that, right?
I trust you.
Besides, Sava would kill me, which we both know she could do.
With her pinky. But I trusted him, too.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I think I understand.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for telling me.
After all that, if this is too much, I understand.
Mandry, you listen real good for a minute, all right, sweetheart?
Yeah?
Honey, every last one of us is carrying scars. Someday you'll see some of mine. Yours don't scare me.
I...
Yeah?
Can I kiss you?
Oh, God, yes, please.
Ich bin präpetche, brennte Feiere, und in Stubi seh's. Und der Rebeller und kleiner Kinderler, dem alle fehl's. Und der Rebeller und kleiner Kinderler, dem alle fehl's. Solche Kinderler, gedenkte Teiere, wo sie lehren doch. Solche noch einmal und auch noch einmal, kommen jetzt alle vor. Solche noch einmal und auch noch einmal, kommen jetzt alle vor.
Today was a good day. The design team is awake and settling in. No one got hurt. No new wildlife problems, and we have a bug repellent that seems to work. Dinner tonight, we had new people there, and the others were showing off for them. Zai and James bickering like children, Colian interjecting sly humor, Cyrus correcting everyone. Oh, they make me laugh, and they know it, and I really do love them for it. We have to be everything to each other. So I knew from the beginning there would need to be love in it. It means the world to me that they trust me enough to, oh, how would James put it? Take the piss, that's it. I wish you could see them when they're unguarded. Quill's face goes so soft when he's around growing things. Zai gets so focused on a tangle of wires, she doesn't even notice you're near her. Kolian always looks like they're listening to something I can't hear, because, well, they really are. I don't know what will happen with the new people, but now that they're with us, I feel a little less worried. Still worried, though. I can't put off the conversation about what we're going to do for much longer. This is one of those moments when I miss both of you. Today I saw a little flower. One of the samples we brought back blossomed, and Quill was so excited. It had 7 tiny, spiky white petals, and I remembered how you'd bring enough flowers for all of the children at shul and count the petals along with the story you were teaching them. Most of those children didn't get to see flowers at all otherwise. Today's story would have 7 chapters, one for each of the landing crew. But when I was touching each little petal, I just kept thinking, how would Akila talk through this moment? This flower is everything we're about to destroy. It's beautiful and resilient and alien. I could hear you then, and I can hear you now. Look for more choices, you tell me. Trust in the people around you to see things you cannot. You're rich in people, Z. And that means God can have so many voices in your life if you just listen. And T, you'd poke her. Take off the rabbi hat for 2 minutes, Key, you'd say. Since when does Zahava not listen to people? She's got a shed load of them up there, and she needs a real solution for this problem. You're both right. You were usually both right. We worked so well together. Akila, who understood spirit. Terrence, who kept our feet on the ground. And I was our hands, out in the world. My hands could use your guidance now. And your company, or even just to touch you again. Coarse hair and soft skin. You know, once in a while, T, Quill turns just right, and he looks like you for a heartbeat. It's hard not to think of him as the son we didn't have in those moments. And Key, well, no one here looks anything like you, but once in a while, Kolian says something about the power of stories, and I can hear your voice in theirs. You would say, this is my mishpacha. Because when you're the only 7, well, I mean 9 now, people alive in the world, you are family. You have to be. We'll live our lives in relation to each other, like it or not. And every day I spend with them, with this little handful of people that are all of humanity to me now, I feel a little farther away from my family that was you.
I know you don't exist, except in my memories. And you aren't the ones who are sad at the thought that those memories might fade. But you feel so alive still. Like you're both right here, under my skin with me. How can I hold you all in my heart? Can I be your Z and their Zahava at the same time in this place you never knew with all these people you never got to love? You would both tell me that, of course I can. You would kiss me and tell me to stop thinking so much and go to sleep. It's good advice. Good night, my loves.
This Planet Needs a Name, a science fiction audio drama suitable for our times, was created by Evan Tess Murray, who also wrote and directed this episode. Original composition, sound design, and audio engineering are by Trace Callahan. Characters were developed in collaboration with their actors. Alexander Dotti as James, Dominic Mendez as Angel, Anjali Kunupaneni as Devi, Alexander and Demian Hernandez-Diaz as Cyrus, Caroline Minks as Zahava, Trace Callahan as Colian, Sawyer Green as Quill, Evan Tess Murray as Zai, and Trevor Bean as Mandry. Links to more of their work can be found in the show notes. This episode also introduces Neris Howell as Nessa, the Doctor Detective, and features guest voices from Mike Queller, DJ Silvis, and Thomas Jansis. We record in locations including the UK, Spain, and the US, and we're telling a story about the colonization of a whole planet. We never want to forget what that means. Right now, in this moment when our lives are being disrupted, we went looking for resources focused on how Indigenous peoples might be responding to the pandemic. We suggest you check out IndigenousClimateAction.org, a Canadian Indigenous-led climate change initiative. They have a thorough list of interesting resources for folks dealing with COVID-19, much of it First Nations-focused, but useful in broader ways as well. And their overall mission is to empower Indigenous communities to combat climate change. Again, that's IndigenousClimateAction.org. We know a lot of people are struggling right now, some of us are as well, so if you can't contribute money, spread the word, make a note, bookmark their site for the future. Always, in everything, look for and amplify the helpers. This show remains a labor of love. We, as an ensemble, have grown closer over time, and we're fortunate that right now, when so many people are looking for ways to connect, we were already focused on creating a story of hope in a hard world. We're also deeply grateful for the support of our patrons, including our intrepid optimists, Talia, Paul, and Chris. Patron support, once operating costs are covered, is shared among the ensemble. This month, we've seen a few more people joining the ground crew, and we've committed to sharing according to whose need in the ensemble is greatest. Every patron, from a dollar up, matters to us. And we appreciate all of you. We still believe that we can create a better world through stories. And we want it to be known that we aren't giving up on this one that we live in either. We're going to go on trying to make it better by our everyday actions. And by telling stories that can light a constellation of candles to guide us towards hope. If you want to join us on that journey, you can find us on Twitter, needsanamepod, Gmail, needsanamepod@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram these days. If it needs a name, it's probably us. We welcome your friendship. And if you want to support this project further, please tell a friend, leave a review, join the ground crew on Patreon. Or our Discord server is honestly a pretty special and busy place. We have fan art, live listens, a lot of recipes, and a gallery of very good undercuts. You're welcome to stop by. Until next time, let us leave you with some words from Endymion and his little sister Isla.
Mira, Isla.
Ven aquí. Di, this planet needs a name.
This planet is a name.
No, needs a name.
Needs a name.
This planet needs a name.
This planet needs a name. This planet needs a name. Este planeta necesita un nombre.
Hey, it's Garrett. I wanted to try something really quick, and I thought I should record just in case. With all the magic I've been practicing recently, I've been running low on matches, so I thought I would try to light a candle with magic. So the first way I'm going to try is the practical magic way, and then I have another way if that doesn't work. So the practical magic way is just kind of like blow on it. So... huh. Okay. Well, the other way is using the Latin word for fire and conjuring it. So... Ignis. Oh, fuck. Okay, well, glad I had the extinguisher, but I think this means I need to go buy some matches. Also, I think I have an idea for a spell that could clean this. In the meantime, you can listen to my archive under With Caulk and Candles, anywhere podcasts are. Or you can go see pictures on Twitter at Caulk and Candles. That's C-A-U-L-K. I will talk to you soon.